Today we continue on with the gospel reading from the sixth chapter of Mark, and we can see the parallel to the first reading. We hear the theme of the shepherd over and over again in our prayers. But here we see the shepherd portrayed in two separate images. In the first reading, we see that the Israelites, especially the religious leaders, are being criticized for misleading the people. The religious leaders, the so-called shepherds of the day, those to whom the people have been instructed by, are being accused of misleading the people, of not attending to the needs of their flocks. Thus, when people blindly follow their leaders without realizing it, they may be led astray. Not only are their leaders being criticized, but so are the people from Israel for failing to recognize that their true shepherd was not in their midst. And today, without trying to get too political, we see this happen to ourselves when we put our trust in leaders of one ideology or another. When we allow them to be our shepherds, we can get into all sorts of same trouble, as did the early Israelites. But think about it just for a second. Has not the discourse in our own country gotten just a bit out of hand? When people on both sides ramp up the rhetoric like it has been, we tend to shut down and we fail to listen to what each other has to say, even when they are saying something good. And for many who are unchurched, this becomes their religion. These leaders become their shepherds. And for many, like those early Israelites, they began to seek false gods. And we do much the same when we focus on I, and I, instead of what we should be looking at. And when we learn then to step out of ourselves and our own needs, it is only then that we can begin to deal with the needs of those around us. It's simply a matter of priorities. If we were to ask, and that is what I'm going to challenge all of you to do today, is to focus on what truly are your priorities. You may find that they're just a little bit out of whack in the lives that we lead. Now, I'm not immune to this either. When I focus on or obsess about things, I don't keep my priorities in balance. And when I am out of balance, all areas of my life suffer. Fortunately, I have a wife and three daughters who keep me on track all the time. I also have my accountability group, a group of men that I meet with every Monday morning who keep me on track and keep me focused on where I need to put my priorities. And I have a spiritual director and a confessor, and they lead and guide me in the areas that I need to be led and guided as well. And sometimes we're called upon to be shepherds. Or sometimes we're like the sheep that need to be following along a proper shepherd. I received a call on Friday from a deacon's wife, a good friend of mine, whose husband has gone somewhat astray, whose husband has not been living up to the call, his diaconate call, like he should be living up to. And she asked me to get involved and to give him a phone call and to help get him on the right path. Fortunately, that was well received. And yesterday, I got a call from another deacon in the archdiocese who has gotten his priorities all out of whack. And he asked me to pray for him as he's beginning a discernment process to go ahead and retire at this point, which I think is a good idea for him. Like I said, sometimes you will be called upon to be the shepherd to others. And the needs of people around us change all the time. But what we have to help them do is focus on their priorities. And if our priorities are not God first, family second, occupation third, and other things fourth, then we tend to get things out of whack. This was one of the major points of today's gospel. In the image as Christ as the good shepherd, if you will recall what we talked about last week, when the disciples had come back from being sent out two by two, yes, even Judas was sent out. He was one of the apostles at that point. And he was sent out two by two along with the others to go out and cure the sick, to get rid of demons, and to teach people. In today's gospel, they return. They come back to Jesus, and they tell Jesus everything that had gone on. And that no doubt they were exhausted. They were out for who knows how long doing the work of Jesus, and then they came back to share. And so Jesus, like a good shepherd, knew immediately what they needed. And they needed time to rest. They needed time to be rejuvenated. They needed time to once again hear the words of the Master so that they could then be refreshed and renewed to go back out into the world and teach the good news. Jesus, as their shepherd, was leading them off to rest. So he takes the 12 of them, and introduces the need for balance in their lives. He takes them to get away and to rest, to retreat for a while from their normal activities. And off they go. But in the meantime, the people from the towns had come back to be near the apostles, to be near Jesus. No doubt they had heard what had happened, how these apostles had gone out and were curing the sick in their neighborhoods, were driving out demons, and were teaching the good news. So perhaps in this early part of the trip, they get on the boat with Jesus, and maybe they just slept. Maybe he used this time to teach them something new. Maybe he took this time just to encourage them. Maybe they were just going out for a leisurely boat ride, as many of us like to do as well. But off they went, and the people came, and the people began to follow them. Now, if you know anything about the geography of the Sea of Galilee, for those of us who were there in Israel, we learned that for the northern part of the Sea of Galilee, it's not that long to go across it. It was only about 4 miles wide up at the northern end of the lake. So where they were traveling was not very far. And the crowd saw where they were going and followed after them. And it was at that time that Jesus noticed that the crowds were coming. And he no doubt had gotten the word that that they were following along after him. And his heart was moved to pity for them. Off they went. And when they disembarked from the boat on the other shore, he saw them, and then his heart was moved to pity, and he began to fulfill even their needs. He began to teach them the things that they needed to hear as well. Jesus desires so much to fill each and every one of our needs as well, so long as we invite him into us. Sometimes he uses others to truly shepherd us, and sometimes he uses us to be the shepherd for others, as I mentioned before. But we can only be effective in our mission, just like the apostles, so long as we remain connected to him and listen only to his voice. Our true mission today as evangelizers in this 21st century is to guide ourselves and others to listen to his voice, to reset our priorities, and to not let ourselves be distracted by the false prophets and the false shepherds of our day.